you can email us, joanalexshow@gmail.com, and just share something. It doesn't have to be an Ask Alex or a Freak Show Friday. It can just be a topic or an idea or something you're going through, and we can talk about it for you. You don't have to necessarily come on the air. That's kind of the case today, Alex. We had Jocelyn write us an email, joanalexshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, so I will paraphrase the email that Jocelyn wrote to us. Basically, she was saying, like, hey, guys, I have been married for a few years, and my husband is kind of more of a private person, but he does keep a journal or diary where he writes a lot of his deep thoughts and things like that. She did not know that he had had this for the last couple years until recently. She discovered it and went to start reading it, and he like freaked out and was like, you can't read that. That's my private journal. And she was like, I'm your wife. We've been married for like all these years, and like there's not supposed to be secrets in a marriage.
833-JOE-ALEX. Should your significant other get to read your diary or your journal, whatever you're calling it, kind of your little personal entries? 833-563-2539.
And as soon as I read her email, I was like, you know what? I agree. I absolutely think like it shouldn't be a problem here if you want to read, if your significant other wants to read something like that. Like, here's the thing, you shouldn't need to, because like there should be a trust, but like I'm just saying, if you wanted to read it, like it shouldn't be that big of a deal, because there shouldn't be something that you're keeping from your significant other, right? Like,
You're so wrong, Alex.
Somebody that has anything to hide, and I've never had a boyfriend that's like needed to go through my text messages on my phone, for example. But like if they wanted to, it, I would be like, whatever, because I have nothing on there going on. Like, if he doesn't have any major secrets, why couldn't she read his journal?
That is apples and oranges when you're comparing a text message to a journal entry. Liv the Web Girl, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, reading someone's text messages and going through their phone, do I think it's okay? No, but comparing that to someone's personal diary and journal, that is completely, completely different.
I never really wrote a journal. Fact is, I struggle with grammar and penmanship, but if I did, I would not want my wife to read it. That doesn't mean I'm hiding anything from her. I mean, what do you think? Somebody's like, dear journal, I cheated on my significant other today, but good thing is they're not allowed to read my journal, so they'll never know. Thank you, journal.
But like, why not? Why can't she know something? Like, obviously, if he's somebody that she said is more private and doesn't open up, it might help if he can get it out in writing, have her read that. Then he doesn't have to have the conversation.
Do you have anything personal about yourself, Alex? Just things that, like, you know what? It's your little personal story, your little bit that nobody needs to know. You don't have anything like that?
No.
Okay. Well, that surprises me. I feel like you'd have something deep down inside.
I mean, I pretty much share everything. I don't give like major details about why I'm not close with my family, but like my family knows. So it's not like no one in the world knows. People I've dated know. But I mean, like, I just don't get into the you know, willy-nilly of that on the air. But like otherwise, I really do share everything with people I date or on the air or whatever.
So you've never really journaled then or stuff like that?
No, I tried when I was younger, but I could never keep up with it.
Liv, did you ever journal or keep anything like that, or kind of the same story as Alex?
I've kept a journal / diary ever since I was probably in third grade. I still journal,
hold on.
Not every day, but
do you still have these journals?
I have some of the ones when I was younger. Yeah.
All right. Side note: whether it's tomorrow or like next week, I would like to read some of your old journal entries.
I'm gonna have to find it, but I'm sure it's in my parents' basement somewhere.
All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. 833-563-2539. Let's go. Is this Sadim? You're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think? Is it okay to keep the journal entries away, or is that something that needs to be shared with your significant other?
I don't think so. I mean, if the person is okay, like if he wanted to share, he would not put that in the diary. You know, he would just talk to that significant other and let her know, okay, you know what, this is what's going on. There might be some private thing he doesn't want to share. You should just respect that privacy.
Am I the only one that hates the idea of not knowing every single little thing about your significant other? Like,
yes.
I want to know everything about their past, other people they've dated, what they were like, if they were sleeping with them, what they were like in bed, any secrets, every single thing they've ever done.
Like, oh, I love knowing. People are interested, Alex, but I think that people have a line that they draw. You don't really respect that line sometimes, I feel like.
I just want to feel like we're so close that there's nothing that we don't don't know about each other.
What is going to benefit you knowing that the person you're dating, their ex, was amazing in bed? Like, how is that in any way going to better you or your relationship with that person?
Good question,
It's just
Liz.
Morbid curiosity. It doesn't bother me. I've talked about this before.
I don't get insecure. You.
No, it really doesn't. I love knowing
detail. Liv, do you think Alex doesn't get insecure? Because I think she does.
I think if she knows that someone's good in bed, like if the guy she's dating, if their ex was good in bed, I don't think she gets insecure about that because she can play, well, I'm a virgin card. But I feel like once she starts having sex with them and they're like, oh gosh, she was so good in bed, she's going to get insecure. I think the only reason why she's not insecure now is because she's like, oh, I'm a virgin. I don't do that. So, you know, there's nothing can be compared. But if anything can be compared, then yeah.
Brandy, you're on the Joe and Alex show, 833-JOE-ALEX. What did you want to say? Is this okay to want to look inside of the journal?
It's not okay. Because I think that people have a common misconception that just because you're married or in a relationship that you shouldn't have any privacy. And I don't think that that's true. I think that being in a marriage or being in a relationship, you need to have separate parts, you know, that doesn't include your partner. And my thoughts and my, you know, my deepest, darkest secrets or whatever, sometimes I don't want to share those with my husband, and that's okay. And there's things that he might not want to share with me. If he wants to have a journal, I think his wife should respect that and allow him to vent or to share his thoughts with himself.
Brandy, that's a good point.
How about, here's this theory, Brandy.
No.
What do you think about she reads it and just doesn't tell him?
No, absolutely not.
All right.
I'm on Team Jocelyn. I'd want to know, too.
All right. I want to see if anybody agrees with Alex on this. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. We will talk to you next here on Radio Now. 833-JOE-ALEX. If you'd like to join in the convo, 833-563-2539. Very interesting that the email we got from Jocelyn, she has a significant other. It's her husband, right, Alex? And
yep.
She wants to actually read his journal. He has a journal or a diary, whatever you want to call the thing. And she hasn't done it yet, but she wants to. And Alex, you're like, well, what's the big deal if
yes.
she reads it?
You guys are married. You become one. No secrets, right? Like, if I had a significant other, I'd want to read their journal, too. I would hope that they would want me to read it. Like, they would share it with me.
Listen, you're just my coworker. If you had a journal, I would love to get my hands on it, but that doesn't mean I should have the right to do it. We all have curiosity.
Okay, should he be letting her? Like,
no. She shouldn't even be asking. I think that's kind of, I'm not judging her. I understand curiosity, but the fact that she's putting in that position, I don't think is the best move. Let's kick things off right now with Julie. Hi, you're on the Joe and Alex show, Julie.
Hey, good morning.
Hey there. What did you want to say?
So, firstly, I'd like to share a little story. When I was in high school, I used to have a journal, and I wrote about the very first time that I was flipping pancakes.
Ba-doom.
And my mom came and read it.
Oh, no. Ugh. See, that's a big violation by parents. I get you want to know what your kids are doing, but stay out of your kid's journal. Really? What did she say when she found out about that?
Oh, God. It was a whole ordeal. I got pulled from school. They immediately took me to Planned Parenthood to check everything out, make sure I was okay. So
wow.
It was traumatizing, yeah.
So when I'm a parent, though, I feel like if there is stuff in my house, I should be able to look at it because I would be worried.
You're psychotic.
But okay, here's the thing. Maybe the way your mom went about it was not the right way. It was aggressive and traumatic. But there could have been a nicer way to have the conversation, get you to open up about it. Because sometimes teenagers go through things they don't tell their parents and they could be really in danger. And if you don't read the journal, then you wouldn't know. Or if you don't read their texts or look at their Facebook messages or whatever, you wouldn't know.
But that's not your angle, Alex, that's not why you're doing it. It's just because you're nosy. And I get the rule, like, this is my house, my rules. Listen, there's a certain amount of respect that people get and a little bit of privacy that everybody's deserved. I know it's your house and you pay the bills. That doesn't give you the right to look at everything and check it out. I think that's a total overreach. Hey, Julie, thank you for calling in. Oh, my, really? We have somebody that agrees with Alex? Hold on, we better get to this person before we lose him. Linda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I hear you agree with Alex, and you're into going to people's personal stuff, too. Tell me more.
Yes, I do agree, because first off, okay, with the whole kids situation, I'm going to go through my kids' stuff regardless. Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
That's
shame
my
on you.
There's
shame on you, Linda. You're a terrible mom.
I would want to know anything, because stuff like that, like, how would you you know, you wouldn't know, like, if you weren't to go through it. Your child will not tell you. But because first off, I was being sneaky at that age too, so. But as far as, like, a marriage or relationship, yes, I'm going to go through your stuff. Yes, I want to know. Not because I feel insecure or anything. I want to know, like, what do you have to hide?
Thank you. That's exactly how I feel.
What if they're just personal feelings? You have the right. You're entitled to my personal feelings. Yes. I can't hide my personal feelings. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
What do you have to hide about your personal feelings? Like, about me?
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't matter if I do. I don't have to. What am I?
No,
are
I want
to
know.
Thought police? You have to know everything about me?
People on Twitter.
And you know what? I had this situation happen actually last night. That's why I'm so hyped about it. Because it doesn't matter. Like, why do you have to hide it? Like, if it's going to affect us, then you need to let me know. But I have to go through your stuff to find out that, oh, we have a problem going on and I didn't even know?
Yes.
You know what the problem is?
I wouldn't have known.
You know what the problem is, Linda and Alex? It's you. It's the problem. You being so damn nosy.
Linda, listen to this.
No.
Listen, Linda, listen. On Twitter, we got a couple tweets. Rochelle said, I'm with Alex. I am nosy AF. Not knowing would kill me. I'd be sneaking around in the middle of the night to read that journal. Morgan said, gotta agree with Alex on this. After dating a guy for 6 months, he went AWOL. I was devastated and confused. Turns out, he went to prison for 2 years and didn't tell me. If she wouldn't have read his journal, she wouldn't have known.
Why does she need to know he went to prison? Why does she need to know?
There's nothing wrong with us knowing everything. There's nothing wrong with that.
Linda, when your relationship doesn't last, it's because you did what Alex is doing and you're being way too investigative.
Okay, that girl was a freaking idiot. She didn't need to read his journal. She could have freaking Googled him and
GTS,
found out that he was in prison.
GTS that one. Hey, thank you, Linda. Piper, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Real quick, what'd you want to say?
Hello. I just wanted to say that being married or being in a relationship doesn't make you one entirely conjoined person.
Tell
like you're still
Alex.
Allowed to have your separate thoughts and feelings that the other one doesn't have to know.
No, we're sewing our brains together, mm-hmm. and I'm going to know everything he's thinking at all times.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm married, and I would never, ever ask that.
Wow. Hey, thank you, Piper. Brooke, we'll wrap it up with you this morning. What's up, Brooke? You're on the Joe and Alex show.
So I've been listening to Alex and you two talk about this, and I just have to say it is so insanely creepy for Alex to want to know every single part and detail of an intimate past relationship. I had a boyfriend just like this. It disgusted me. I couldn't even stay with him. I had to lie about, you know, certain parts because he wanted to know intricate details of relationships, and it was just, there are some things you have to have.
Would this be a bad time to tell everyone that one of my favorite hobbies is standing on the side of the bed and watching my significant other sleep?
Why don't you put that one in your Bumble profile? Hey, hey Brooke, is that guy single?
I saw him on Tinder.
Ah,
Alex, love could still be in the air. Hey, thank you, Brooke, for calling in to the Joe and Alex show.
You're listening to the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now.